Thank you for agreeing to meet with me privately, Captain. As you know, my coronation is quickly approaching, and I have been even more occupied than usual. Not to mention the Council's announcement that I am to be courted and wed within the next year. As you may imagine, the burden I carry at the moment is very heavy. However, despite the fact that I've grown to be a mighty power, tradition and court decorum still decree that I be wed, so that I may produce an heir. I believe I can skillfully rule our kingdom by my own will. That being said, another person by my side to steady me is not poor judgment. My captain, although I am a princess and soon to be queen, I would be greatly honored and pleased if you would put your name forward into the pool of suitors for my consort, if it pleases you. I know you don't believe that you have much to offer by way of foreign relations, but my dearest captain, you do hail from a very long line of knights that has served this kingdom faithfully. Not only can you provide for me as well as any noble could, but you see me for the woman that I am. And not just a means to acquire a title. I know this is a terrible break from decorum, and that you perhaps are shocked to have me propose to you for all intents purposes, and that it may take some time to consider my offer, but I hope that you can. What do you mean, you will? Do not be hasty, most loyal captain. I don't want you to feel cornered. Or like I am commanding you to bend to my will. I know that there are many lovely ladies in the kingdom who would follow you blindly and never challenge you. If you married one of them, you would be the center of her whole universe. And that, well, my time will never be completely my own. And you will have to share me with my subjects. Nonetheless, I feel the attraction between us, and I dare hope that you are beginning to feel the way about me that I feel about you. I meant every word. I. You will take me as your betrothed? As your queen and your wife? Do you swear it upon your honor as a knight and as the captain of the guards of the Elsian throne? Yes, of course I love you. I have heard it said that true love is not found but built. You are my foundation, my strength, my home. Build this life with me. Believe this. I know we have stolen moments with each other since that night you stayed with me in my chambers, and yet. Oh my! Look at that sparkle in your eye and that smirk on your face. Do you want to stay with me again tonight, Captain? Perhaps tonight we could explore each other further. I know it's been on both our minds for some time now. So honorable, my dear captain. You think I'm being coy? Pfft. Well, I remember it wasn't so long ago that a certain protector of the crown was more than happy to be locked in a closet with me. Waste of time? Indeed. I think you felt time went rather quickly when you were playing with me in that closet. Oh, please. You've always pretended to be so composed that I seem dramatic by comparison. However, I know you couldn't forget, even if you wanted. Yes, I remember the time you had to carry me out of the kitchens one night when I fell asleep after a midnight snack. If I remember correctly, it led you to tucking me in rather nicely. So I, well, I regret nothing. No, I was hoping you would have forgotten about that by now. Captain, it's not funny. I damn near gave my maid a heart attack when she saw me after I had played in the gardens in that priceless gown. I was having fun, and it's not like I had any trousers to play in. If we are reminiscing about embarrassing times, remember how much your soldiers were impressed with me the time I finally beat you in training? I believe they gave you rather a hard time of it. Yes, I suppose I do seem quite savage when I'm competing, and there's something at stake. Oh, I guess I did sort of show my fiery nature in deviltry. But that's what you like about me. And yet the gods must have a sense of humor, for you have become my world. You are all the good my father hoped you would grow to be, and then some. You are the captain of the Royal Guards, in charge of my safety and the security of the entire kingdom. You are an honorable man, a man who is strong enough in his own right to not be threatened by a woman with a brain in her head. You are a friend and a wise confidant. You are an inspiration. You are composed and exceedingly just. You are my love. And soon, you will be my husband. I need you, darling. I need you to finally make love to me tonight, before the politics, the ceremonies, before anything else can take over and we are swept up in the rituals of a royal wedding. I don't want any of that pomp and circumstance yet. I just want you. Would you like that, my love? You want me to turn around so that you could help me out of my gown? Oh, Captain, that is one order I am happy to obey. Captain, are you grumbling? You're not so calm, cool, and collected right now, are you? Indeed, it does have rather a lot of buttons and ties. No! You may not just rip it off. I like this dress. Do not glower at me like that, Captain. I am trying to be responsible here. Besides, patience is a virtue, or so you're always telling me when I get impetuous, as you call it. I am not wiggling and squirming. Well, not much. Oh, there, you got it. Oh my goodness. Your lips on my neck make me go weak in the knees. Oh, I feel tingles up and down everywhere. Oh, Captain. My Captain, my body quakes in response to your kiss and your breath on the back of my neck. That particular spot seems to be directly linked to, how can I say this delicately, my princess parts. I am not sure how, in all the nights we've spent together in the past, you did not find this exact spot before. Yes, I am perfectly all right. Captain, you are laughing at me. Is it because I started to tip and sway like a chopped tree? Well, you have that effect on me. I feel weak in the knees when you start with me. Of course I'm flushed with you kissing and petting me like this. Oh, I've changed my mind about the gown. Darling, just rip it off me, please. Why, whatever are you doing, Captain? Carrying me to my, our bed? But I'm not a child or a doll. Yes, I know you are a knight. Oh, and this is how you do things, is it? Well, it is very gallant of you. Well, I guess if you have to put up with the traditions of the court, then, oh, far be it from me to protest your own traditions. You know, this will be our marital bed. I guess you can tell that I am rather nervous. I know, my darling. I'm beautiful? Why, thank you. Now that I've finally started to feel more comfortable, I can finally get a good look at the whole of your body. Oh, may I touch your chest right here? The skin here is a lighter color. Oh, these battle scars are beautiful to me. Oh, my dear Captain, I can indeed call you beautiful, and I already did so. In fact, I shall do so again, any time I like. It doesn't work like that, you say. But, Captain, fair is fair. Besides, you know when I have my heart set on something, you ultimately indulge me. What do I think I'm doing? Well, I thought that would be obvious to you, my dear Captain. I'm stopping this argument the best way I know how. Oh. And now we're in bed together. Oh, I've yearned for this as much and as long as you have. Mm-hmm. Oh, Captain. You are so responsive. I love looking into your eyes all the while with my mouth on your mighty sword. It makes me feel powerful to be able to please you like this. Let me take it deeper in my mouth like this. I help the sight of me, and nothing but my crown bobbing up and down on your cock is making you lose control. I said, I do always enjoy throwing you off guard. Oh my. You're moving so that I'm straddling your face with my ass in the air. Oh. This way I can still keep your cock in my mouth while you can spread my thighs wide and and bury your tongue in my pussy. I'm so swollen and sensitive. Oh, Captain. I can feel where you're beginning to stretch me with your finger. Oh, my stars, it feels exquisite. Every night when I slept in your arms, every time I was able to steal a sideways glance at you while I was in court, every stolen moment we had, every private joke and shared intimacy convinced me that alliances and politics, they mean nothing to me if you're not by my side. I can feel you twitch and throb in my hot little mouth while I rub your balls. I can feel how heavy they are in my hands. Is that because they are so full of cum for me? Oh, I want your cum, please. Please fill me up. Can you feel my wetness starting to dribble down my thighs? Oh, I could stay like this for hours. It feels so good, darling. But I want you inside me. Yes, truly. I'm ready. I want it. Oh, I can't wait anymore. I'm yours, my dear captain. Yes, my love. Oh, I desire for you to claim me as your own, captain. Oh, I want you to remind me that although outside these chambers I have to be responsible and in control, that in here with you, I can just relax and be a woman in love. Yes. Yes, I am a little nervous, I guess. I guess I am chattery more than usual. That and the fact that that I keep nibbling my lower lip give me away. Oh. I can try to relax. I know I'm safe with you. I know I'm always safe with you. Oh, I'm gonna wrap my legs around you and cling to your shoulders. Be gentle with me, please. I'm really aroused. Oh, and you prepared me well. Thank you, dear. I feel so much better knowing that if I need to, that I can just tell you and you will stop. Okay. I'm ready now, Captain. Claim me. Oh, claim me. Oh, 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 you feel so big inside me, filling me up. I feel so intense, but good too. I'm all right. All right. You can keep going. Oh, I want all of you. It just feels so intense, and my body always knows just how to respond to you. Show me how good it feels to be taken by you. Oh, I can feel you buried entirely inside me. Oh, my stars, I feel so good. Oh. Grimald, calling me your good girl. Oh, this is better than I ever dreamed of. I'm just going to keep you here deep inside me. Oh, while I look into your eyes and slowly come back to Earth. Oh, can you feel me tighten around you? Oh, you might be able to wrap me around your little finger. Oh, but I have my wiles and ways to drive you crazy too, my soon-to-be husband. I'm not hurting you, am I? It feels even better. Oh, good. I'm glad. Oh my. I can feel you getting hard again. Oh, it makes me twitch and spasm around you. Oh, I'm holding you so tight. It feels like I'm trying to mold your body to mine. Oh, to forge you into something that can be only mine. Oh, I'm so hot inside, it almost burns. Oh, can you feel it? It's like I'm flushing from the inside out. Oh, it's almost like I'm trying to temper you like a sword. Oh, I love it. I want to sear this memory in both of our minds. The feeling of you being buried inside of me. Like your sword is in its sheath. The feeling of your mouth on my neck. Oh, your voice whispering in my ear. And nibbling on my earlobe. Your hand on my clit as you thrust into me with long, deep strokes. I want us to stay like this forever. I love when you growl for me. You're not so calm, cool, and collected now, Captain. It's very rewarding to know that I can bring out such passionate noises from you. Oh my goodness. I want to totally submit to you. Can you feel me trying to milk your cock? I'm going to come. I'm going to come, and I want you to come inside me and mark me, Captain. I want you to fill me up. I'm gonna come. I'm getting so close. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, my heavens. Oh, Captain. Please come with me. I want you to. I need you to. Please. Please. I love you. Petting my hair, Captain? Is it because I'm still trembling? I love it so much when you call me your good girl. Oh. The feeling of you pulling out makes me tremble all over again. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, so light. So carefree. Maybe I'll just lie my head on your chest for a moment and I'll rest cradled in your arms. You love me too? When did you know? You always grumbled that I was in the way, tagging along. When did you reconsider? What do you mean from the start? We fought nearly every day. You had a talk with my father, the king, when you were still a boy? And he told you that he trusted you to protect me until your very last breath? As he had trusted your father before you to protect the crown? Did you know, Captain? I received a note from my mother just before she passed. It contained a letter from my father. In it, he told me that I could always trust and rely upon you, come what may. Well, I suppose the reason I didn't tell you about this sooner was it was the last piece of my parents I had left. I guess I just wanted to keep it all to myself. And if I'm candid, when we first met, you were so impatient with me that, well, you didn't seem to be much like the man he predicted you would become. Thank you for letting me be honest and share this with you. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you will protect me, that you will always protect me. You swear it as a knight and as my consort until your very last breath? Oh, and for my part, I swear to always trust and love you. You have proven yourself to me over and over again. I love you, my captain, my love. My future husband.